There's some gospel accounts where it'd be really great to have been there, to hear Jesus' tone of voice, to kind of see what the apostles were, facial expressions. This is one of them. They're in the boat, and they realize they've forgotten to bring the bread. How many times have we been in situations where you go, I thought you were bringing that. No, I thought you were. And we get into this argument. Well, thankfully the disciples are just like you and me. They were doing the same thing. And so you can about imagine the disciples saying, you were supposed to bring the bread. And Jesus says to them, hey, zip it, essentially. Why is he enjoining them? What does enjoin mean? Why does he correct them? For a couple of reasons. First, he doesn't really care who forgot to bring the bread. What he cares about is the fact that nobody's really owning up to it. Nobody's willing to say, hey, I made a mistake. I forgot that. They always want to seem to pass the blame on to others. We oftentimes do the same. So something happens to us, and we don't want to admit our mistakes, so we say, well, something bad happened. It was this person's fault, his fault, her fault. Jesus saying, the Pharisees, they do that kind of stuff. They pass the blame on to others. We at times simply need to say, you know what? Made a mistake. Forgot to bring the bread. Okay. But what else is at the heart of this gospel? What is it? Jesus really doesn't care that they forgot bread. Why? He is the bread of life. And they can't see that. They've seen him perform two miracles of breads now, of multiplication of loaves now. And he reminds them, remember that one time where I made all that bread? How much was left over? And then they say it. How about that other time? How much was left over? Then they say it. And he's saying, don't you get it? That it's not about bread that you can eat, but it's about me being with you. That I am the bread of life. And if you have me, you have everything. I think the same is true, at least it is in my life. That I say, Lord, I need more. I need more of this, that, this, that. And he's saying, aren't I enough? Isn't my presence in your life enough for you? On my best days, I say, yeah, Lord, that's enough. You are enough. On my worst days, nah, I need something else. Let's remember that God's enough, that he provides the bread, he can do great things, that if we have Jesus in the boat with us, we got everything.